shortly. But Richmond, you've been listening to the GPRT, because when you look at the letter that government released to this effect, one of the reasons for the removal of the two Ghana cities was to cushion consumers and commercial drivers as well. But they are insistent, despite that, they are still going to go ahead to increase fares.
My brother, these are not normal times, and I share the concerns of the drivers. I share the concerns of consumers, because if in the last few months you've seen a steep rise of prices as a result of these geopolitics, and then you will have to spend extra money to buy fuel. Obviously, everyone will complain, but these are not normal times. The government has intervened. It may not be enough, as you mentioned. Some have mentioned that it is enough intervention, but definitely it is going to go a long way to cushion consumers. So let's observe, and then let's see what the international market says. We are hopeful that we may see positive signs. Indeed, in the last few weeks, we had seen prices come down international markets as a result of the ceasefire. Unfortunately, it started again, and then it pushed up bottom. And so let's observe, and then let's all sacrifice. These are, like I mentioned, these are not normal times. It's difficult for all consumers because of what the effect has been on us. But I'm sure that just as we had seen prices go down as a result, at a point to below 10 Ghana cedis, we are hopeful that we'll get to that levels when normal times resume.
Richmond, don't go ahead. Let me now bring in Samuel Amwa, who's the deputy PRO for the GPRT. Samuel, welcome to the program. The government has intervened. They've reduced diesel by 2 Ghana cedis. Yesterday, we've been hearing some of the OMCs also reducing their prices. Still, the GPRT is insisting that you're going to go ahead and increase fares. Why?
Yeah, thank you very much. Good evening to you, and then good evening to your panelists. Yes, what the problem is right now is the amount of money you use to buy the fuel right now. Yes, we appreciate what the government has done right now by taking these 2 Ghana cedis from the diesel. Had it not been that, then it means that I would buy diesel for almost 19 to 20 cedis. This afternoon, getting to this evening, I saw Star Oil, they went as high as 18 cedis, but as I was coming, I just saw that they are reduced to 16 cedis. Yes, the reason why we're saying that it would be very difficult on our side is that, we stand in for drivers, and most of the time we listen to the concern of the drivers, listen to the concern of the passengers, and that of the counters as well. So anything that happens, we put all these considerations together, then we find the best way to go about it, so that one side will not be in a hardship way. So right now that I'm talking to you, yes, all the drivers are complaining because this issue of 30% proposal increment came in before the last price window, all right? And we all knew where the fuel price was. That was when we were complaining. And our argument is that, yes, we won't run away from the fact that government has done very, very well for that, or we commend government for that. But it's still hanging around where it calls for an increment. But yet, leadership is still meeting. Within the GPRG, we have the National Executive Council that comprises all the 16 regional executives. If we say we want to, go strictly by the percentage threshold that we use before we go by, we will do increment. Like by this time, we should have increased long time. But we are all considering because of, that we are not in a normal time because of this, Middle East war.
So, Samuel, what will compel the GPRT to rescind your decision? More intervention by government or a further drop in the prices of petroleum products?
All right, so as I'm speaking to you, the leadership, the national officers met today, and they are again going to engage the NEC, that is regional officers from all the other regions, to also put their heads together to see if there will be the possibility to still see if we can be able to, you know, maintain what we are taking for now, all right? Because the leadership cannot just take a decision just like that, looking at where we were and where we have gotten to. But if, like, something may happen that we see more reduction, we appreciate that. But we don't even know what will happen at the next pricing window. Yes, I said earlier that we have seen reduction, you know, on Star Oil. We have not seen that of Goil, Shell, and Total. We are yet to see that. So up to tomorrow, we'll again see. Then the leadership will engage all the regional officers. Then we'll see the way forward. What we will do so that the drivers, you know, will be at the safer side. The passengers, too, will also, you know, be at the safer side, as well as, you know, the cowardice.
Samuel Amua, thank you very much. The Deputy PRO for the Ghana Private Road Transport Union, GPRTU. I still have Richmond Roxon with me. He speaks for the Energy Ministry. And I also have Kojo Poku on the line as well with me, and a host of other distinguished guests on the line. I'll come back to you, gentlemen, shortly. But in the meantime, let's do news tonight. And Gemma is standing by with the headlines. Gemma.
So tonight's the NPP is marching in a massive demonstration on Thursday. The party says the Mahama administration is running a system of selective justice.
Tend to stage this mammoth demonstration to express our dissatisfaction, to press home some demands that democracy is the way to go.
The NPP also alleges the Mahama government has deliberately discontinued corruption cases against former NDC officials. More on that shortly. Also, new law, less freedom. Parliament says cocoa farmers can no longer sell or switch crops as they wish.
Cocoa board has investment in the apart from the acquisition of the land and then the payment of what? Labor. Almost everything at the expense of cocoa board. So it is only natural and fair that you resort to cocoa board. Maybe cocoa board even has interest in this and says that whatever amount you want to, maybe I would even purchase it.
We have details. First, get reactions from the Ghana National Farmers Cocoa Association and minority in Parliament. The Narcotics Control Commission arrests 10 students of Koforidua Technical University accused of producing and selling cannabis-infused drinks and ice cream during the SRC Hall Week celebrations over the weekend. Government is moving to regularize waste transfer stations as part of a new 24-hour sanitation plan for Accra.
Even the ARCOP here is under pressure. They have to seriously convert the place into a transfer station where the long trailers can be able to cut the waste from here to the eastern region in the night.
Later in business.
Star Oil cuts fuel prices at pump, selling petrol at 14 Ghana cedis 53 pesos and diesel at 16 Ghana cedis 97 pesos, following government decision to subsidize some products.
Join us with your thoughts and comments on our stories via the WhatsApp line 055-1111-997. We'll be happy to read them to the rest of the world. But before that, Ken.
Indeed, Gemma, we still have Richmond Roxon. He's the spokesperson and head of communication at the Energy Ministry. We also have Dr. Riverson Opon. He's the CEO of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies. Kojo Poku is the co-chair of the NPP Energy Committee. And Derek Zache is a senior research and policy analyst with the Institute for Energy Security. Richmond, Kojo Poku has raised a concern that the 1 cedi fuel levy should be scrapped. This is a perfect time for that levy to be scrapped. Is that on the table? Hello, Roxon.
All options are on the table. Yes, can you hear me?
Please go on.
Yes, all options are on the table. Of course, His Excellency the President directed the ministers for energy as well as Minister for Finance to monitor. And so at every given time, if that is the ideal intervention, I'm sure that government will not hesitate to exercise that.
Okay. Well, there's another cause for concern that is coming from the Public Utilities Workers Union, PUU, who have criticized government for ignoring what they describe as their concerns they have raised while pressing ahead with plans to privatize the Electricity Company of Ghana and NETCO. And the union says that despite submitting a position paper opposing the privatization initiative, your ministry has not responded to its concerns, yet you have proceeded to appoint a transaction advisor to advance government's agenda. Is that the case?
The ministry, if I led by the minister, Mr. Honorable Dr. John Jinapo, has always engaged the leadership of TUC and NEMPU as well. And at all times, his doors have been open. Indeed, if you ask them, they will tell you that if they call on the minister to meet him in the next 30 minutes, he will be available. And so it is not as if he's not been engaging them. He's been engaging since government made a decision to introduce PSP April 2025. So from April 2025 till today, at every point, the minister has engaged the stakeholders, including the workers. The appointment of a transactional advisor basically is to advise government. That's the work of a transactional advisor. And so government intends to roll out PSP. It has been engaging stakeholders. It has appointed a transactional advisor. The transactional advisor will now look at all factors to advise government on the way forward. Do it this way or do it that way. You have to do an evaluation of ECG's assets. It will be the transactional advisor who will do it. Whether or not it's even feasible is the transactional advisor that will advise government. And so I'm not sure that anyone should be up and arms with government because government has decided to get a transactional advisor who will look at what government wants to do and then give governments the appropriate advice. And so the government hasn't announced a concessionaire. It is not the transaction advisor who appoints or who suggests concessionaires to government. It's not a procurement process. It is the work of a transaction advisor. It's basically to advise on the transaction and in the way forward. Basically, that is it. So the government will continue to engage. The minister has reached out to them, and I'm sure in the next few days we will have engagement. At all material point in time, every concern they've had, the government has responded to it. In fact, when the minister met them sometime in June 2025, they asked for 6 months till December to improve revenues. That was granted to them. After the 6 months, there was an analysis between both sides to look at what has been done so far, whether or not the revenue targets have been met. The reality is that there's a deficit in collection. There's a deficit in collection when it comes to ECG and NETCO. If you have a business where PURC says that you're supposed to bring in revenues of about 2.5 billion each month, and then you are doing averagely around 1.8, 1.92 billion sometimes, there's a deficit of about 500 to 600 million in a year. That is 7.2 billion CDs. The whole of 2024, under the cash waterfall mechanism, the payments that were made was just around 6 billion. And so if you have a deficit or you have arrears to such magnitude, as a government, you need to take steps to be able to deal with that. Indeed, revenue collection has improved under this administration in some cases from 800, 900 million to the levels we are seeing today. But there's still room for improvement, and there are issues that has to be dealt with, especially when it comes to technical and commercial losses. And so we will continue to engage them. Nobody is fixated on bringing in the private sector. You want to see results, you want to improve the sector. Indeed, ECG and NETCO, they are the pivot or they are the backbone of the sector. If power is generated, if power is transmitted, and then power is supplied, distributed, and then the monies are unable to recover the monies, the sector will collapse. That is the honest truth.
Right, Richmond Roxon, thank you very much. He's the spokesperson and head of communication at the Energy. Thank you very much. He's the spokesperson and head of communication at the Energy Ministry. Kojo Poku is the co-chair of MPP's Energy Committee. Kojo, Richmond says all options are on the table, including your call for a scrapping of the One Ghana City fuel levy. Does it make you happy?
Well, look, my brother, I'm surprised what Richmond said I'm bringing politics. I only highlighted the fact that the politics was started by
the NDC, and that is what is now choking them to try and do some of these interventions. It's a good thing that certain relief is given to customers, yes. But we were thinking that the Ministry of Finance will also give something away because they brought the one city, and that should be considered. The bit where we keep using MPA to do this thing is creating a debt pileup at MPA. I want to add something small to this Puhu issue, if I may. Hello?
I'm here, sir. Briefly, please.
Okay. Yes, briefly. You see, look, Puhu should relax. I think the union should relax. The government has taken a transaction advisor. Everybody is in favor of a PSP. If they have concerns, they should write all their concerns down and also engage a transaction advisor, because that the transaction advisor, as the name suggests, transaction advisor. The union should engage a transaction advisor and also enrich the work of the transaction advisor. So in the end, whatever the government decision or the advice government is giving will be to their benefit. For them to write a letter saying that they are against the process, I don't see why they are against it. Mm. Nobody is going to make them redundant. Nobody is going to sack them. Whatever decision and suggestions they have, they should engage the transaction advisor as well. So because, look, everybody wants to push this PSP to happen.
Right.
Like Richmond said, we can't have a utility that is collecting about 35% less than they should collect.
Right. Kojo Poku, thank you very much. He's the co-chair of the MPP Energy Committee, Dr. Riverson Opon. In 30 seconds, what should be the long-term approach by government with regards to intervention in the petroleum sector?
All right. Thank you. It will be difficult for any government in the regulated market to have a long-term. However, I would believe that knowing that the existing reforms that the government just pike up at a go affects systems, we believe that a long-term position will be reviewing the taxes and levies we have, making them operationally efficient and effective for the industry, and also putting caps on certain taxes that were added. Mm. I also allude to the fact that I had wished the 1CD that was added initially had been taken off. But, you know, that has to go through parliament and processes. I don't know much about that, but that's what MPU told me, that to take that 1CD off has to go back to parliament. That's why they cannot touch it. How true that is, I don't know, but this is what we have today. And we are still talking to MPA to make sure that right. We don't have the system failures. Thank you.
Thank you to Dr. Riverson Opon. He's the CEO of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies. In 30 seconds, I still have Derek Zache on the line. He's a senior research and policy analyst. Derek, do you agree with Riverson's submission?
All right. Thanks once again. One of the long-term measures definitely will just be the stability of the exchange rate. Aside all things, one thing that the government have control over is to guarantee that the cedi will be stable. If you compare the previous past, the dollar used to trade with the cedi around 17 Ghana cedis. Imagine if it were to be sold today, the consequence would have been very dire. And so for us to have a stable exchange rate so that no matter what even happens on the global scene, at least Ghanaians will be protected. That is one cushion that the government can give consumers. If the government is able to guarantee a stable exchange rate, It is a cushion to consumers. Now, the other one is that we are also lucky that today we have the Tamale refinery on board. We have other local refineries also coming on board. You can even have a reduction of price on the world market, but what if you don't have the fuels at the various pumps and coal? That would be another issue. So for MPA to also collaborate with Tamale refinery, that Ghana today can also refine its own petroleum products and coal, that is energy security. These are all long-term measures. I'm sure other things can be added.
Derek Zache, thank you very much. He's a senior research and policy analyst with the Institute for Energy Security. Earlier, we also heard from Kojo Poku, who is the co-chair of MPP's Energy Committee. Samuel Amwa is the deputy PRO for GPRTU. Dr. Riverson Opon is the CEO of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies. Richmond Roxon is the spokesperson and head of communication at the Energy Ministry. Let's do some politics, Gemma.
The opposition New Patriotic Party says it will go ahead with its August 7 demonstration to demand a return to democratic governance. The party is accusing the Mahama administration of selective justice, i.e. dropping corruption cases against former NDC officials while pursuing others from the opposition party. The march will begin at the Supreme Court and end at the Jubilee House, with a petition to be presented at both locations. National organizer Henry Nana Bwacha addressed the press earlier today after securing police clearance.
President Mahama cannot superintend over a nation that over the years we've been tagged as the beacon of democracy. And today we are lacking behind on all fronts, and it's amazing. So we intend to stage this mammoth demonstration to express our dissatisfaction, to press home some demands that democracy is the way to go. So President Mahama and the NDC cannot suppress our democracy. Police is not supposed to grant permission. We are supposed to notify them.
Well, the NPP has also alleged that the Mahama government has deliberately discontinued corruption-related cases involving former NDC officials, describing the decisions as evidence of selective justice. Nana Bwache again.
It is so amazing how President Mahama, just in 2025, immediately he became president, he sanctioned the Attorney General to go to the court and free all NDC elements who are standing trial for various offenses. You recall the 5.7 billion Unibank scandal. The Attorney General, on the instructions of the President, went to court, entered nolle prosequi, freed all of them. You recall the Seglame, $200 million project. They were supposed to build 5,000 units of houses. They ended up building just a little over 1,000. Honorable Collins Dada and others were standing trial for various offenses. The Attorney General freed them on the instructions of President Mahama. The SNET scandal, 70 million Ghana cedis involved. The Attorney General, again, on the instructions of President Mahama, freed them. The Cocoa Board scandal, 271 million involved. The Attorney General, again, on the instructions of President Mahama, freed them. And you recall recently how Sedinam Tamaklo, who is a fugitive, somebody who requested that he wanted to seek medical attention outside, this lady never came. She was tried in absentia, and immediately her government, NDC, came back. Now they bring her back and they have freed her. Selective justice. And again, this introduction of tribunal. NDC intends to perpetuate evil. I mean, it's not clear. Haven't you seen that all of them have been freed? Or you are not in this country when you saw that the Attorney General went to court, entered nolle prosequi, freed all of these people? You are aware. Attorney General can never take such a decision without the direct instructions of the President. I mean, it was discussed at Cabinet, and Cabinet gave him the approval and authority to go and free them, and that is it.
You heard Henry Nana Bwacha. He's the national organizer of the NPP. Earlier, I mentioned that the demonstration was scheduled for August 7. That's not correct. It's actually August 6. Let's speak to Dr. Kwame Asasante. He's a senior lecturer with the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana. Welcome to News 9. Now, there are concerns that politically charged demonstrations can sometimes heighten tensions. What should organizers, participants, and the security do to prevent escalation?
Thank you, and good evening for the opportunity. I believe that there are rules governing demonstrations in this country, and NPP have no doubt in my mind that they are well aware of the rules of engagement, so they will not flout them. The right to demonstrate is a right that is enshrined in our constitution. So anybody who want to exercise such rights, you are welcome, provided you have, you have directly have a contact with the police and do the needful. So I expect them to do nothing but what work within the framework of the law. That is what is expected of the NPP.
Let's look at the reason behind the demonstration. Do you think the party has enough grounds or justification for going on this demonstration when they talk about selective justice by this government?
For grounds, anybody can have any grounds of going for demonstration. But you see, demonstration is political. But there are right legal procedures that if you are not satisfied with something, you know what to do. I am happy in that quite a number of people in MPP are lawyers. So if they think that there's something that legally is wrong, they know what to do. What they are going to do in terms of the demonstration is political, and it's still within their right to do so. So for me, I believe that all these things, if they are done using the law, it is nothing but an improvement in the democratic process. So for me, I don't have a problem. The police are out there to ensure that there is law and order, and that anybody who is in this country will have to obey the laws. So the police will also make sure that the rules are observed. And at the end of the day, who are those people who want to exercise their rights also are giving the opportunity to exercise their rights. That's it.
The demonstration is centered on justice delivery in the country. Do you think they have a point? And what does this say about the current debate about Ghana's justice system and the public confidence in that system?
I'm not a lawyer, but a little I know is that for law, if there is a problem and you are not happy with, you know what to do. If there is a case and the judgment is not in your favor, you know the next step to take. So for me, the good news about every law process is that there is a corresponding window of opportunity for you to let your voice be heard if you are not satisfied with the process. And the MPP, they know better than I do. So they will take advantage of the avenues that the law provide for such redress. Where you can address them, they know what they will do. That is why people resort to politics, so that where the law will not be able to work for you, it's political. Political direction that will really help you. Sometimes, too, for strategic purposes, the two go hand in hand. And remember, you are not dealing with any ordinary party, a mass party of that sort. And they have the experience, they have the capacity and the wherewithal to be able to weather whatever storm. So for me, there is nothing wrong with demonstration, provided the rules of the game are observed.
Now, the action of the AG, or the decision of the Attorney General to discontinue some cases that was started by the previous government, keep coming up. Now, the point of the NPP is that the AG discontinued some cases, but the AG is going after members of the NPP. How is this going to affect the AG and how it continues with its prosecution, especially when this keeps coming up that the AG has discontinued cases against his party members but is pursuing others?
You see, in any decision that you take in politics, there are pluses and minuses. And whoever has taken any decision, be prepared for the consequence thereof. So I am sure that the AG, the decision that they took to issue a nolle prosequi in the number of cases, they know what goes with it. So me, as an ordinary person, all that I do is that I wait for the process. And then whatever comes out is born out of the process. So, yeah, if you talk to lawyers, they will tell you that when they issue nolle prosequi, doesn't mark the end of the issue. Yes, the lawyers know better that I do not know. So such matters, I don't want to dabble in that. But all that I know is that in politics, any decision you take, be it legal, political, or whatever, there is a day that you have to brace yourself for whatever consequence that will come out of it. And I'm not sure that whoever wants to take any decision in politics is oblivious of that fact. Mm. They weigh it and they weigh all the consequences, particularly when you are talking about political fortunes. Will you kneel to your benefit? They weigh all these things and they take a decision. So that's it. For politics is always associated with reward and punishment. And the reward is what? Your continual stay in power, and punishment is what? When they vote against you. So I'm sure those who took the decision are well aware of the consequence thereof. And we as ordinary people, we are just within the system. A time comes for us to exercise our franchise. We know the direction to go. And that is the responsibility of what? Our citizens.
Dr. Kwame Asasante, thank you so much for your time. He's a senior lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana. George, we are faced here with the business. George, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gemma. And what about you?
I'm fine. Okay. Yeah. What's in business?
Well, coming up in business, Star Oil cuts fuel prices at pump, selling petrol at 14 Ghana cedis 53 pesos, and diesel going for 16 Ghana cedis 97 pesos, as government moves to subsidize some petroleum product, with diesel expected to go down by some 2 Ghana cedis, and Bank of Ghana vows to take necessary sanctions against operators of 20 mobile applications operating without the required license. The business news on Newsnight. It's brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business. Kingdom Books and Stationery, your number one stop shop for all your office essentials. Synthes Tanks and Pepsodent, Herbal and Charcoal.
30 years ago, MTN arrived in Ghana and everything changed. Now, to celebrate 30 years, we are giving back big time. The MTN at 30 promo is here. 9 Toyota Land Cruiser Prados to be won. Over 10 million Ghana cedis in rewards, plus so much more. Connect to your everyday hustle on MTN. Make video calls. Browse the internet for business with family and friends. Connect your home to MTN Fiber. Make that money move on Momo and stay ahead, because every move counts. Ghana, let's celebrate 30 years of MTN with the MTN at 30. Promo. Use more MTN services, build more points, and win big. Dial *530# or visit the My MTN app for more.
Brush your teeth, brush your teeth every day and night. Slide the gems and tackle them, brush the gems away.
England,
we go brush them, go
Asia,
we go brush them,
Panama,
whatever the germs, brush them away with the new Pepsodent, now in limited edition World Cup packs. This advert is FDA approved.
Cast your mind back to 2022. The prices were rising. The stress was high. Every liter of fuel felt like a sacrifice. Do you remember who stepped forward first? When others were comfortable with high prices, Star Oil chose you. We cut our own profits so you could keep your AC on, keep your engines running, and keep your life moving without the heavy burden. We gave you room to breathe when things felt tight. Because of you, our star savers, we became number one. Today, the pumps are a battleground. Others are finally cutting prices because they have to. But Star Oil, we do it because we want to. Don't just chase a price, remember a friendship. We were there for you then, and with new innovations coming your way, we are here for you now. Star Oil, still quality and affordable fuels for all.
What our father left us when he died.
Debts?
He left us land, Enu. But Nanayo said the land is his. The court said, come back in 2031.
Hey, that's not an inheritance. That's a curse, brother.
Real Ejapadia doesn't come with disputes. At Devtrako Woodlands, a 592-acre master plan gated city in Dawenya, your inheritance is waiting. Don't leave your children a court case. Leave them Devtrako Woodlands, the Ejapadia they'll be proud of. Visit woodlands.devtrakogroup.com. Call or WhatsApp us today on 0208-732-302.
Kofi, I think we need to call them.
Devtrako Woodlands, where your roots run deep.
Syntex Tanko!
Syntex, hey, you're tough, hey, you're strong. If you want quality, this be where you belong.
Syntex,
hey, you're tough, hey, you're strong. Oh, Ghana shout and sing the song.
Oh, oh.
Syntex no break when the rain they fall. Still no shake. Builders they choose and plumbers they prove. I'm any project you they start.
Syntex, oh, 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 oh,
Hello, good afternoon. I am calling from your bank. We are currently experiencing a system downtime, so we need to secure your account. Please, can you confirm your account number and your login details so we can restore access immediately? Yes, your username and password, just to verify.
Beware of fraudsters. Your bank will never ask for your login details, PIN or password over the phone. Shine your eye. Spot the fraud. Stop the fraud. This message is brought to you by the Ghana Association of Banks.
If you spot the fraud, you will fit to stop the fraud. Make you know.
This advert is FDA approved.
Welcome back to Business on Newsnight. Now, Star Oil has moved to cut prices of the various petroleum products at the pumps from this afternoon. The second biggest player in the industry dropped petrol from 15 Ghana cedis 57 pesos to 14 Ghana cedis 55 pesos. And diesel has also gone down by some significant margin to 16 Ghana cedis 97 pesos. So, also see the move has been influenced by government decision to subsidize the price of diesel by some 2 Ghana cedis. It's unclear for now whether other oil marketing companies will move to also drop prices by this margin. And the National Petroleum Authority has also announced a new price floor for diesel for the next 2 weeks. A notice this afternoon from the authority revealed that the floor price for diesel has moved from 16 Ghana cedis 97 pesos to 14 Ghana cedis 97 pesos. However, that of petrol has been kept unchanged at 14 Ghana cedis 53 pesos. Director of Economic Regulations of the Authority, Abata Sunti, earlier explained to Joy News that they are committed to enforcing these subsidy measures by government.
And so when it comes to cushioning, that, as you said, that is done by government. The MPA's job is to ensure that the parameters that go into the price buildup of petroleum products are reflecting fairly and as they should be. So as you know, the world market prices directly affect us here in Ghana because of the deregulated markets that we have. Government is not involved in the price of petroleum products. So we pay for the product as it is, as we buy it in the world market. Or even if it's produced locally, the benchmark prices are used to determine this price. We pay for them directly. And so the MPA, what we do is to ensure that we monitor the market very well and then communicate these price changes to consumers. And that's what we do every day through what we call the daily price indicators. And so unfortunately, we don't have control about how high or how low the price will be. But our work is to ensure that they are communicated fairly.
Abbas Tasunti is head of economic regulations at the National Petroleum Authority. Let's still stay on the sector because oil marketing companies say they have already started reviewing prices at the pumps and it would actually reflect at the pumps, that is from tomorrow morning. Chief Executive of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. Rivers Nobon, has been speaking about this development.
And I believe that they would do the needful by paying the OMCs on time to make this work efficiently and effectively. So, I mean, some OMCs are also changing figures right from today, but from tomorrow, we should have full force.
I see. Petrol is high. Shouldn't we have seen government subsidizing that product as well?
I don't know why the government didn't do that. it is up to government to decide what to do. Diesel is the most used fuel by the commercial vehicles and also industry that depend on fuel products, petroleum products for machine and also for manufacturing. I believe that's why the government had decided to do that. I don't speak for the government. I don't know it. Don't quote me anywhere. But indeed, it would have been ideal to also give some level of subsidy to those using petrol as well.
Chief Executive of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. Rewison Opon, speaking to my colleague, Pius Kojo-Baka. Now, the Bank of Ghana has warned that it would move to take necessary sanctions against operators of 20 mobile applications operating without the required license. There is more in the following Business Dex report.
According to the Bank of Ghana, it has been forced to take action following revelations that most of these platforms continue to operate by providing digital loans to the public without the required authorization from the central bank. The Bank of Ghana reminded the public that such activities are being carried out in contravention of an earlier directive on the operations of digital service providers in the country. The regulator in the notice went on to state that it will work closely with the relevant state institutions to identify and take appropriate enforcement action against these entities in order to safeguard consumers and uphold the integrity and stability of the financial sector. The Bank of Ghana also advised the public not to engage with these unlicensed loan providers. It further cautioned banks, specialized deposit-taking institutions, and payment service providers against facilitating or processing transactions on behalf of these unlicensed loan providers. For the full list of the 20 mobile money applications operating with the required license, log on to myjoyonline.com/business.
And that is a Business Dex report. Now, the ECOWAS Regional Competition Authority says Ghana's efforts to introduce a comprehensive national competition law will boost investor confidence and improve market efficiency. Speaking at the National Competitive Law and Policy Awareness Seminar organized with support from the European Union, Principal Program Officer at the ECOWAS Regional Competition Authority, Yaya Samaj, said that the initiative is aimed at building stakeholder awareness.
Competition generally attracts investors' confidence in an economy. If you have a competition law, they know that they can invest in an economy because any violation of the law, it will be dealt with by the respective authority. So competition creates such enabling environment for private sector because it's an attractive instrument for investors. Certain laws must be in place for investors to have confidence in your economy, and that includes the competition law because they know that the market is regulated, and regulated in a sense that it will treat every player equally, and any violator also will be punished according to the law.
Yaya Samathe is the Principal Program Officer at the ECOWAS Regional Competition Authority. And if you are a shareholder of MTN today, you lost 5 pesos on each share that you're holding. Now, the value of each share that you're holding is 7 Ghana cedis, 9 pesos. That of SIC Insurance was also down by 56 pesos to close trading at 5 Ghana cedis, 18 pesos. That also of another, that is ETI, Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, was down by 3 pesos to close at 1 Ghana cedi, 90 pesos. And that's all for business on Newsnight. Back to you, Gemma.
Thank you very much, George. Have a good evening. Let's do other stories.
New cocoa law could leave farmers with far less freedom to walk away from cocoa farming, sell their farms, or replace cocoa trees with other crops as government moves to lock in the country's cocoa growing lands. The Ghana Cocoa Board Bill 2026, passed by Parliament last week, gives cocoa farmers protected status and imposes restrictions on how the lands can be converted or repurposed.
Speaking on Beyond the Numbers on the Joy News channel, Cocoa Board's Head of Public Affairs, Jerome, said the legislation is designed to protect farmers and secure the state's investment in cocoa production. An investment, he said, extends beyond the land and labor used to establish the farms to the broader support of Cocoa Board. And let's listen to him.
It's mandating Cocoa Board that should anybody cause a destruction to a cocoa tree, which is a protected crop, the kind of valuation that will be had, the compensation that you'll be paid, even to the cocoa farmer involved, will be very much that you will not be even be interested in.
Just before we go, a simple yes or no. If I'm a cocoa farmer, can I switch from cultivating cocoa to cabbage on the same land?
Oh, no. So if you want to do that, it has to be... You have to write to Cocoa Board.
Okay, so
I need approval from Cocoa Board.
So you have to write to Cocoa Board because it is important. You rightly stated that Cocoa Board has investment in them. Apart from the land, apart from the acquisition of the land and then the payment of what? Labor. Almost everything is at the expense of what? At the expense of Cocoa Board. Everything.
It's at the expense of cocoa butter. So it is only natural and fair that you resort to cocoa butter. Maybe cocoa butter even has interest in this and says that whatever amount you want to, maybe I would even purchase it.
You had Cocoa Boss Head of Public Affairs, Sam Jerome. Let's get more details on the new reforms expected to be implemented and the bill. My colleague Jason Day is a member of the research desk. He joins me in studio with more. Jason, what does the new bill say?
So there are quite a number of changes in the new bill, Gemma. Mm. One of the biggest is that Cocoa Board will now permanently fall under the Ministry of Finance, giving the finance minister greater oversight of the cocoa sector and its finances. The bill also shifts Cocoa Board's focus to its core commercial business, moving away from some of the quasi-fiscal activities it has carried out over the years. Another major change is that cocoa farmers are now guaranteed at least 70% of the free on board price of cocoa, although the detailed formula for calculating that is still expected to be outlined in the regulations. On the financial side, the bill allows Cocoa Board to raise money through cocoa bonds again and establishes a sinking fund to help repay its debts. It also makes it mandatory for the board to adopt a price risk and hedging policy to better manage fluctuations in global cocoa prices. The bill goes on to also introduce stronger protection for cocoa farms, saying that farmers will now need Cocoa Board's approval before selling cocoa farms, converting them to other uses or cutting down cocoa trees. Interestingly, the cocoa scholarship scheme has also been retained in the new law, despite previous calls for Cocoa Board to step away from such non-core activities.
Mm.
So now, how will that be implemented remains to be seen.
Thank you very much, Jason Day. He's a member of the research desk here at Joy News.
In a coordinated swoop, the Narcotics Control Commission has arrested 10 students of Koforidua Technical University accused of producing and selling cannabis-infused products during the SRC Hall Week celebrations over the weekend. The suspected ringleader, 23-year-old Priscilla Tete, and 9 others were picked up between Friday, the 31st of July, and Saturday, the 1st of August. Let's speak with our correspondent, Nana Boachi Adam, for more on this and the statement that have been released by Narcotics Control Commission, and also on the growing spread of narcotics infused products among the youth. Nana, welcome to the program. What does the statement say?
Well, Ken, the statement, as you rightly mentioned, issued by Narcotics Control Commission, hammers on the fact that the commission has, in a swoop, arrested some 10 students at Koforidua Technical University for producing infused leaf substances or products during the school's SRC week, which ended just yesterday. Now, we're being told from the statement that the Narcotics Control Commission had intel about how the students were producing these substances under the guise of making regular products. But then, during the swoop, they realized that it was infused with other narcotic substances such as weed, tramadol, etc. And so this happened during the swoop.
And Nana, you've done extensive work on this issue. Paint a picture for us. How serious is the spread of the cannabis-infused products on university campuses?
Well, Ken, if you watch Deadly Doses, we hammered on the fact that the spread has become one dangerous thing that we have to set our eyes on, to the extent that these days it is not just you seeing somebody holding some of these substances, but then it is the food they consume and then the things that they drink. Just yesterday, we have been told that a major swoop also happened in somewhere in the Ashanti region, where students from a university campus that we are yet to confirm from were arrested for infusing egg and pepper. And so this thing that we make mention of has become widespread on university campuses, making it very troubling to detect as and when we can see people who hold the actual substance themselves and arrest them.
And what are the common methods being used to market and distribute these products to students?
Well, Ken, it's now a coordinated work amongst the students who take in or consume some of these substances. A trust security work amongst themselves, where it becomes very difficult for you to identify it. But then they still market it via social media. If you are somebody who consumes some of these substances, all you need to do is just reach out to somebody you know produces it, or somebody who has consumed some before, and they direct you to pass through all the chain of production before you can reach the final distributor and then make a purchase. And that has been the method by which they have adopted in supplying and producing these substances to students on campuses.
Nana Buachi Yadom there. Thank you very much.
Let's speak to Director of Public Affairs at NACOC, Francis Opoku Amwa. Welcome to News Night. Is this an isolated case, or have you made similar arrests on other campuses regarding the 10 students you arrested at Koforidua Technical University?
Yes, thank you, Jema, and greetings to our listeners and our viewers. Regarding this very operation that we did, it's only the 10 people we've arrested at that very university. But before then, as you may recall, last month we did a coordinated swoop also at the Central University, and we arrested 5 people who were also engaging in that activity. It is something that we know, that especially during the hall weeks and those celebrations, students would want to take advantage and engage in all sort of vices that we know is not right. And we also know that people, especially outsiders, are also taking advantage of the population at our various universities, and especially the youth in providing, supplying, and giving out some of these products that we have been arrested. So in connection with this very one that we did over the weekend, it's just the 10 that we've arrested.
Have you put them before court?
Yeah, we're processing them. We're processing them, and they will go to court very soon.
How soon? Because you have only 48 hours to have them in your custody.
Yeah, to put them before court. Like I said, they were arrested over the weekend, and give and take, they will appear before court tomorrow next. They will go before court. And one thing that we're also doing is that we also want to make sure that once we put them before court, every evidence is painstaking, every evidence that we need to provide to the court is apt, so that once we present them, we know that we have a solid and a good case against them.
Why do you think we are recording these incidents on campuses? You talked about the 5 you arrested on another campus.
I think it's something that is growing. It's a new trend that we're seeing. A lot of young people now feel that these and all that, for people to know that they are smokers. They're finding every other means that they think that they can use. And that is why you heard Nana are talking about using it in consumables. They're making sure that people will not necessarily see them openly smoking, and they're using other means. It's something that is going on. And the message that the Narcotics Control Commission is giving out is that we're working with our sources, we're working with other security agencies to make sure that we clamp down on that, because we know that once that thing is going on in our universities are supposed to be a steady place, a place where character is formed, a place where people obtain skills, and we will not, the Narcotics Control Commission, we will not allow our universities to be turned into places where people can sell and smoke some of these narcotics drugs.
So when you say you will not, what specifically are you going to do?
That's what I said, that we're on the ground. We're working with our sources. We're working with other security intelligence agencies to make sure that wherever we see it, wherever we hear of it, we'll move into it. We'll do our investigations. Then we move into it to make sure that we make it very unattractive for people who would want to destroy, especially our youth who are our future.
We are grateful for your time. Francis Opokwamo is Director of Public Affairs at NACOG. Let's do sports now. Daniel Kranting is here. Daniel, what's in sports?
The Joy Sports Invitational is happening on the 29th of August this month. It's sponsored by the Minerals Commission, Ayuda Latex Foam Toyota. It's happening at the University of Ghana Stadium. We're expecting about 60 companies to register so far. Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, 3D Wireless, Plus Access Pension Trust Limited, Heritage Christian University, Triple Farms Limited, Royal Kingdom Estate Limited, and All Sales Services are on board. So the slots are running out, so companies should speed up to register. If you're interested in registering, just call or WhatsApp Slevin on 0242376445, 0242376445. Call or register or WhatsApp Slevin to register your company for the Joy Sports Invitational happening on the 29th of August this month at the University of Ghana.
Thank you very much, Daniel Kranting. Let's find out what you have been sending through our WhatsApp console.
It's now time for your say, and Michael Ashale is in the studio with us. Michael, what are people saying on social media?
Well, Kenneth, quite a lot of messages. Let me start right here from those, our generous listeners who have sent us some messages. And this one is coming from Nana all the way from Spinters. He says that, good evening, I thought Ghana has screwed as a crude exporter, also gain in the rise of the crude. So why are citizens not cushioned by government? Well, now they are, though. This one from Francis says that, what is the fear of ECG workers? Is it because they will not get the chance to manipulate the system to make money? That is why they are against the PSP. Enough is enough. Of our GPRTU and other driver unions, and with the MPP element in them still pushing for transport fare to increase. I think that, Francis, you've just given a snapshot of the entire bulletin, commenting on most everything that we have. Kenneth, do you have some more messages?
Well, yes. Matilda Ama from Keta says, what at all is wrong with the MPP? I think they are tired about good governance system by the ruling NDC government. Because they are in opposition, the economic hardship that they took Ghana through, they can clearly see that President Mahama is managing the economy very well. This is Musa Abatua in Aswase, who says that the government's 2 cedi per litre diesel subsidy is a bold, citizen-focused intervention aimed at reducing the cost of living and easing the burden on Ghanaians. And double standards. This is Charles from Lagos. He says, is the NPP that is itching to go on demonstration, even though Ghanaian youth who wanted to demonstrate to draw the attention to the damage illegal mining was wreaking on the environment were arrested and detained. That is Charles from Lagos.
Well, final one here from WhatsApp console, Nana Ikuamwa Boateng from Ablekuma Central said, instead of this government focusing on delivering on their promises, they are rather persecuting their political opponents while leaving crucial issues that affect ordinary people to their fate. They better remove the One Ghana City Dumsa Levy. This will rather cushion Ghanaians. Thank you for that message. But ending on that note, though, he brings in the persecution of MPP folks.
Right.
And guess who is the latest of that on the radar of Iyoko, who has gotten an order from the court to actually free some assets of Dennis Miracles Abuaji. And this comment on social media says that, well, Miracles Abuaji's expensive mansion in Ekropon, other house in Accra, and over millions of Ghana cedis in his 5 bank accounts has been frozen by Iyoko. And guess what he told us? And he says his wife has also left him. Oh, how far now? So that is true.
Well, he never said his wife had left him. He said his wife was threatening to leave. Okay, that's what he said.
That's what somebody, one of our listeners, thought right. they heard. Mm. And this one says that he has four houses. This is from Dr. George. Wow. How old is he? Well, I cannot answer that, but again, I don't think that wealth has anything to do with age.
Yeah.
And then finally on this one, Iyoko, over to you. There's a comment here from Siko Fisher, somebody replying to Siko Fisher says that, how I wish Iyoko would freeze my assets too, so that MTN and Fido would stop disturbing me. Gemma, are you laughing because you can relate?
I can't relate.
Well, Gemma, what do you think is the biggest problem of Catholic priest?
Where from that, though?
Oh, let me answer.
I don't know.
Okay, something between the two of you. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, let's go to Cameroon because in Cameroon, somebody says, one of the priests says, women, leave priests alone.
Oh, I've seen
Focus
that.
Focus on getting other men.
Exactly, exactly. I think the women are disturbing the Catholic priests. They don't like
that. Two Catholic priests who actually came out in the same country to say that. It's true. Mm. They should leave us alone.
They don't like that. You people should leave them alone.
We should stop disturbing them.
Exactly.
For prayers, right?
Just for prayers. Somebody says that maybe it's because Catholic priests are rich.
Wow.
Oh, they are?
Well, everybody seems to be gifting them here and there.
Oh, right.
But Kenneth, on that good note, that's how we'll end your say.
Mm.
Keep your voices coming through on all our social media platforms. Definitely we'll be engaging with you.
Michael Ashale, thank you very much. That ends it for Newsnight this evening. My name is Kenneth. Jesse.
My name is Gemma Appiah.
Don't forget to do the two this evening. Brush your teeth day and night with Pepsodent. Have a good evening. I know my coliwa,
malaria.
A quality product from Bless GVS Pharma. Yen shishemu hu se malaria wa umojem ansana wanum luna. Na nami ensech na malaria no dasu wa hua kuhu dokuta.
This advert is FDA approved.
Keep out of reach of children and report all side effects of this medicine to your healthcare provider or to the FDA using the Med Safety app.
Corporate Ghana, are you ready? The biggest gathering of Corporate Ghana is back. It's time for the Joy Sports Invitational 2026, where competition meets networking, fun meets fitness, and champions are made. Battle it out in football. Take your shot in the thrilling CEO penalty shootout. Test your speed in the lime and spoon race. Laugh your way through the unisex sack race. Pull together in the tug of peace. Show your accuracy in the female penalty shootout. Flex your strength in the arm wrestling and enjoy many more exciting activities. Join us on Saturday, 29th August 2026 at the University of Ghana Stadium. We kick off the day with a high-energy aerobic session from 6 a.m. So come early, warm up, and get ready for an unforgettable day. Ready to register? Call or WhatsApp Slevin on 0242-376445. The Joy Sports Invitational Tournament 2026 is proudly sponsored by Toyota, Superior Quality, Minerals Commission, the regulator of the mining industry in Ghana, Ayuda, Ghana's number one services app, Abaco, Services Bibri, Latex 4, your partner for life. Joy Sports Invitational 2026. Let's compete, connect, and celebrate the true spirit of Corporate Ghana.
The
This August, the Super Morning Show is done pretending. Sustainability isn't just tree planting. It's whether the systems we depend on actually last. Lights that stay on. Water that reaches the bucket. Food that nourishes people instead of rotting away. Roads that take us home instead of taking our lives. When things keep failing, that's a sustainability crisis. So this month, we're asking why. Why land guards still run our neighborhoods? Why food rots in bins while our neighbors sleep hungry? Why the road that killed your cousin still has no signage? Why half the water you pay for never reaches your bucket? Uncomfortable? Good. That's the point. Stay tuned to the Super Morning Show throughout August for Joy Sustainability Month. Hashtag Joy Sustains.
Introducing Ghana's leading pay-as-you-copy photocopier leasing company. Lease an A4, A3, heavy-duty or production machine and pay for only the copies made or design your own payment plan. Simple and tietia. That's not all. Incredibly, toners, repairs, maintenance, follow-me printing, centralized tracking all come free of charge. Remember, financial prudence is the name of the game. Folks, forget about the expensive gimmicks and be smart. Join the hundreds of satisfied clients across all the 16 regions and every sector of the economy and save over 60% of your printing costs. Visit us at www.valixlease.com or call 0244-644048. Be prudent and lease a copier. Terms and conditions apply. Valix Lease is a wholly owned Ghanaian company. Valix Lease, affordable document management solutions.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Double 97.
Get your name on the roll call list. 055 11 11 97.
Ofori Dansumisa from DC. Tuned
in live from DC. The great Kobe Four himself. Somewhere in Community 9 is the great Ajingo. Somewhere in Nungwa is Laurentia. Good evening to you.